Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Tuesday, April 30, in the season of Easter, and we're walking the Emmaus Road with Jesus. I'm Kara Hackert, and today we're reading from Luke 24, verses 36 through 43. Jesus appears to the disciples. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of the joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. I want to read this to you from the Jesus Storybook Bible. In this children's Bible, they combine the stories of Jesus appearing to the disciples from all four Gospels. Hear the different emotions that come through during this reading. How would you be feeling if you had been there? Jesus' friends were afraid, so they were hiding in an upstairs room with the door bolted shut. But that didn't stop Jesus. He just walked straight through the wall. "It's a ghost," Thomas screamed and hid under the table. But it wasn't a ghost. "I'm hungry," Jesus said. "Do you have anything for lunch?" Peter gave him a fish. They all hung back and watched him eat it. "This can't be," they were telling themselves. "It's impossible. It's not happening." But it was, right in front of them. Delicious. Jesus wiped his mouth with the back of his hand and grinned. "Could a ghost do that?" "I'm really here," Jesus said. And he really was. Peter's heart jumped with joy, and he fell into Jesus' arms, hugging him. The others followed. They felt their hearts would burst from happiness. The friends ate together and chatted happily, and every now and then they just gaze at Jesus and have to touch him to be sure they weren't dreaming. Jesus had a real body, but this body was better. It had come through death and couldn't get sick or be killed again. This body would live forever. Jesus had come back with a brand new body. Not only were sad things coming untrue, the friends realized they were becoming new again. Was God going to make everything new? Jesus said, "I am the Savior and the rescuer of the world." And they knew, because he couldn't stay dead, because Jesus had come alive again, that somehow everything would be all right. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to rescue us. Help us to see and believe. Please fill us with joy and amazement over all that he has done, and help us to share his story with those around us. Amen.